I was born in Chicago in 1901. He paused and glanced at me from the corner of his eyes. My face was carefully unsurprised, patient for the rest. He smiled a tiny smile and continued. Carlyle found me in a hospital in the summer of 1918. I was 17 and dying of the Spanish influenza. He heard my intake of breath, though it was barely audible to my own ears. He looked down into my eyes again. I don't remember it well. It was a very long time ago, and human memories fade. He was lost in his thoughts for a short time before he went on. I do remember how it felt when Carlyle saved me. It's not an easy thing, not something you could forget. Your parents? They had already died from the disease. I was alone. That was why he chose me. In all the chaos of the epidemic, no one would ever realize I was gone. How did he save you? A few seconds passed before he answered. He seemed to choose his words carefully. It was difficult. Not many of us have the restraint necessary to accomplish it. But Carlyle has always been the most humane, the most compassionate of us. I don't think you could find his equal throughout all of history. He paused. For me, it was merely very, very painful.